Yeah, here we go again. Okay, hello, kitty cat. Hi.
Hello. Yeah, English.
We're doing this in English now so that everyone else can get to know Kat as well. So why don't we just start with where are you right now?
Yeah, right now I'm in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just about to move here. The last 3 years I spent a lot of time in two places, in my original home in Munich and also in Barcelona, and now also with the experience of the last month of this beginning of 2020, I decided to move to Barcelona.
Well, today we want to get to know you, Katrin. Give our listeners a little insight on who you are and, yeah, just a little perspective.
And I think we should start off with why are we here right now? Why are you here right now? Why did you decide to go on this little adventure with me and build up this Yugo Sisters platform, if you will?
Well, it all started quite some time ago, and it's been a journey. And what was always there was inspiration. I'm that kind of person seeking inspiration in my life and people. I like to feel inspired, and yeah, I have many inspiration through amazing women in my life also. Humans, of course, but yeah, specifically women.
Yeah,
I started to realize more and more that we are all struggling with the same issues and questions we are asking ourselves, putting ourselves under pressure, and yeah, I got the chance to learn a lot about things like that from other women. And that leads me to Yugo Sisters also, to how we met and the kind of conversations we had. And yeah, where we both started to realize we want to provide a space for that, like a framework.
Yeah, a hub. Yeah,
where things can happen, and where we as women, we can learn from each other and and talk with each other about the shit.
Yeah.
not only daily life stuff, but really what we are going through, what we are struggling with, how we can get rid of that, or more let this kind of things go, to just feel more free and relaxed. We all have in common that we have this longing, like, hey, I just want to feel free, happy, and relaxed.
Don't we all? Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it's always interesting to like see where this came from for you, right? Because I mean, knowing you now, we've known each other for a year and a bit now, and gotten really, really close. But it's always interesting to like see bringing up these topics as well, that like we always want to feel free, but why can't we? And how was that for you? Like how was this transformation for you that you like noticed, okay, I do feel free now. Wow, I didn't used to feel like this. This is new to me. Where did you come from on this journey?
Yeah, well, first of all, you have to realize that you are not free. Yeah. At least that's what I had to realize. Because in the end, we all live in our own reality, which is our personal normality. And it feels normal, you know? It feels kind of free. And not, or maybe we haven't even thought about what it means to feel free, what it actually means. And So there were certain points in my life where I realized that I am not free, mm-hmm. actually. And it was in small things, in small situations, also, yeah, in big events happening in my life. For example, that when I was 27, and now I'm 33, when I was 27, I lost a very good friend of mine through a car accident. And after this, I kind of woke up in the wrong life. Like, I felt wrong in this life I'm living. Mm-hmm. That was the first moment that I truly realized that I am not free. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, I'm not really myself. So, if I'm not being myself, how can I be truly free? Mm-hmm. So, that was a really important thing I realized. First of all, I'm not being myself. Second, I'm not happy in this mm-hmm. life. And third, I am lost. I have no idea what is, what means being myself, mm-hmm. who is this person, mm-hmm. and what mm-hmm. do I want? How do I want to live, actually? So what it really means for me to be free, I had to find that out. Mm-hmm. And so then came really big changes in my life. And it took me 2 years. It was a process of 2 years that brought me suddenly to the point to change many things in my life. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was married. I got married when I was 25. And so, yeah, I ended this relationship, this marriage. I quit my job. I had somehow the inner longing to make everything new in my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because also it felt a little bit like, yeah, I understood something very essential for my life now. And it was easier for me at that time to do like a big shift, you know, like, okay, I have to start new because I don't know how I should start new in the same environment. I needed to shift and to switch my environment and my complete life situation. And that helped me a lot to transform. And this whole process of finding freedom, finding myself, it was challenging. And it was like this path, it was not straight. I got lost and then I came back on the path. Then I got lost again. I got lost in work, for example. Mm-hmm. Like this whole situation for me was so overwhelming that I felt I'm living a life which is not me. I'm not being myself. Mm-hmm. I feel like imploding from the mm-hmm. inside out. Something wants to
come out. Yeah,
I cannot
grasp it. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, actually. I just know it needs to come out. And in this being lost, I totally overcompensated with other things like work. I worked mm-hmm. like crazy, many hours, very straight. Yes. And
I mean, you were in the consulting industry, right? So, I mean, there's so much pressure in that industry anyway. And I just remember when I did my Abitur, basically like my high school diploma, everyone wanted to be a consultant or a doctor. Like that was the job you just kind of went for because you knew it was good money and just a good life kind of. But I mean, not growing up, but as a young woman growing up in an environment like that, I imagine it's very stressful, but also kind of like a bubble that you don't actually come out of, or you look out, you can't really see out. Mm-hmm.
Totally. And this whole thing you were just talking about, it was another dimension of me, myself, actually not knowing myself, because I had lost myself in that environment. Mm-hmm. This whole consulting industry, it demands a lot of discipline, mm-hmm. and it's a very man-dominated environment. So many times I was the only woman in meetings. Mm-hmm. And I was in the beginning, in the mid of my 20s, and I thought for myself, okay, how can I survive in this environment, yeah. and how can I navigate? And I thought for myself, yeah. okay, I need to adapt, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I need to behave like a man. I need to think like a man, because they are all thinking like that. So mm-hmm. I have to adapt. Mm-hmm. And this is also where I completely lost myself. Because in this job, I was not myself at all. Like, I left my personality at the reception and I just did my business. Mm-hmm. That's it, behaving like them.
Yeah.
This is also something that made me lose the connection to myself, that, I was over-adapting, kind of. And this is also yeah. part of my journey to integrate both, you know, that male energy and also female energy, nice. Because I cannot suppress my female energy just because I'm in an environment that yeah. is very male dominant. Mm-hmm. And I had to realize that it's not working like that, and that it's all about being myself and authentic mm-hmm. with all the energies I have.
Yeah.
And that's the real strength. And not trying to be something or to be like someone or to fit into
yeah.
something.
Yeah, especially the feeling of not fitting in. I feel a lot of women, especially young women, struggle with, but also realizing that that's like a thought process, because I think we're so tricked into, especially through social media and everything, into a world where you need to have this specific perception to the outer world. Like, you need to be perceived in a certain way. You need to behave a certain way as well. And like, speaking for myself, I know I'm a huge perfectionist. Like, that's one of my most terrible traits. It's good in some ways, but it's always this, the struggle of, I need to be better. People need to be more aware of me or whatever, right? And I know, as you also said right now, in this industry that you used to work in, that's also like a really big thing, and it's stressful. And especially now that you're saying, I needed this shift, I needed this cut to fully step out of my life to start a new life, kind of. It would just interest me to see, how did people react and how did you find the support? Because obviously, yeah, you need to do it by yourself. You need to be willing to do it. But how did everything else around you all of a sudden make sense? Or maybe it didn't make sense. How is that for you?
Yeah, first of all, I had to gain clarity for myself, you know? I mean, now I did this jump. You know, I quit my job, I ended my marriage, so I'm like in the open water again. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, what's the next step? Or maybe let's give it some orientation, like 360 nice. Degrees view. And it helped me a lot to see, okay, where are my topics also that I need to transform? For example, how I am dealing with stress, mm-hmm. very important. Then another thing was that I took the decision to not search for another job now, but mm-hmm. To start self-employment. So now since 3 years I'm freelancing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I made kind of little packages for myself, seeing, okay, and now in these little packages, I go small steps, step by step, and I will find people to support me in terms of coaching, in terms of therapy.
Yeah.
I have many people accompanying me on this way and supporting me with their knowledge, with their techniques, so that I can learn to transform those things I want to transform. For example, also what you were talking about before, let it be perfectionism, let it be this mindset that I always have to be strong and I'm not allowed to show my weakness, my vulnerability. This whole mindset and belief system, this was for me the biggest transformation in my life. This transformation had the biggest effect in my life. But really transforming this attitude, I am not enough, I am not good enough, what I do is never good enough, I am not allowed to make mistakes, it always needs to be perfect, I always need to work my ass off to achieve things, because if not, it's not an achievement. And I always need to be the strong lion where everybody else can rely on. And with this mindset, I put myself under so much pressure, and I realized it's just me through this mindset, because actually nobody is really asking that for me in reality. I mean, yes, society is kind of telling us this, is kind of putting these expectations, is telling us what we need to be and how we need to be and everything, you know. But in fact, most of all, we are telling that to ourselves. I am telling myself that I need to be perfect. And also with this perfectionism, I learned that in fact, deep inside, we all know, everyone for himself, for herself, that we are not perfect.
So how boring it would be.
Nobody of us is perfect. So what happens if I meet someone who has this perfect aura, you know, who wants to be perfect and who seems to be so perfect, you know, how can I identify with that person knowing, fuck, I'm not perfect? Relieving to meet a person who is just authentic, which means not perfect, and I can sense that, and this person is not hiding it. It's just relieving for me. I'm like, oh yeah, thank you. I'm also not perfect. Here we go. And things like that, that seem to be so small, you know? In the end, it's just a sentence I'm telling to myself, I am not enough, I am not good enough, you know? Of course, repeating over and over and over again. I mean, also if we keep in mind that during one day, like 90% of the thoughts we are thinking are totally for the rubbish, really. They are not essential, they don't change anything. And how many times in one day are we telling ourselves that we are not good enough, that this was a shit we did? And so it seems so small, this sentence, but it has such a big effect. And for me, I learned that this is the real transformation, and that like this real transformation can happen with a shift of this mindset and what I think about myself and what I'm asking of myself, which is really over the top.
Did you have any mentors or anything around you? Like, were there any people that really inspired you, or I don't know, where you maybe even when you were younger saw, oh wow, they're so different, they feel different, like you were talking about auras. Is there anyone, or were there any people around you in your life where you just tried to capture this feeling from?
Yeah, totally. And that also connects with this whole Hugo Sisters idea, because I've had mentors. I have mentors. Yeah. Every day I meet people I can learn something from. Like in the end, every encounter with a person is teaching us something. Yeah. Even if it's a shitty encounter, it's kind of a teaching. Mm-hmm. And I was very lucky because when I was 25 and I got out of university and had my first job in a consulting company, my boss at that time, she also became my mentor. She saw my potential at that time, which I did not see at all because I was very occupied with thinking that I was not good enough and that I had to work really hard to survive in this business environment. And she totally saw my potential and she took the time to really work with me and to help me to develop, also through generating situations that were like, the push into the cold water. You know, I'm there. I need to swim now. Thank you. And I'm kind of backed up. There's someone behind me in case I get totally lost in this open water. Yeah. It's also the level of trust someone is giving you in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, making this kind of very essential experience that maybe I don't really trust myself that I can really do it. I have doubts, but this person really seems to trust in me and to believe in me, because if not, she would do it herself, you know, facilitate these workshops with the managers and whatever. But no, she lets me do it. And so she needs to trust me a lot that I do good work.
Yeah, what a gift, yeah.
Yeah, and that was also an essential experience.
It's also so awesome to see that, especially because you said at the beginning you needed to take this big shift and step out of your old life to start the new life, that you didn't shed everything off of you. Because, I mean, there was a reason you went into consulting at one point, right? It was probably working with people. And also, like, knowing you, I know you like to learn a lot. You're very interested and curious about everything in life, which I find so intriguing. And now also at this point where you've been self-employed for 3 years, that you're taking on the role of the mentor for young women who probably feel the same way as you did when you went to university and go on making workshops for them, which is awesome, which is like also like it shows you don't need to completely build this new skin or whatever, right? Like you will have scars and you will have marks, or I don't know, this like dot will last or whatever, but that's okay because it's part of you and nobody should ever completely ditch who they were, because as you said, everything's a learning opportunity and you can always use it.
Yeah, and that's why I also want to say, or want to invite you women to think mentoring bigger. Because sometimes we have this view on mentoring that it needs to be very formalized and there needs to be this mentor and now we have this mentoring relationship for 6 months and we're gonna meet every second week to do mentoring. that can be possible, but it can also happen in very small things and in situations. For example, now I'm working with young students, young women at university. They are in the beginning of their 20s. And I do workshops for them where we talk about topics like self-affirmation and how can I position myself, how can I position my interests and reach my audience, kind of. With this women, I have kind of a mentoring relationship, you know, because in these workshops we are doing, I'm challenging them, I'm asking them questions so that they can reflect themselves. It's like an invitation to self-reflection. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. we have this mentor relationship in this workshop, and I can be their mentor. And also, on the other hand, you know, this is never a one-way street. It's never just mentor and student, or teacher and student, because everyone is learning from the other also things. And that's also this networking idea of Hugo Sisters, you know, that also in the small bits and bytes, and even if it's just a 5-minute conversation with someone, with another woman, I don't know, about a certain topic, and it can change a lot, this 5-minute conversation.
Yeah, just to be open to it, right? Just to listen. Sometimes you don't even need to do anything. Sometimes listening is the first step to the next step. But that's such a great way to end our little interview. What is, coming into Hugo Sisters, obviously, we already talked about how in our other episode what we want to do with this, but what is your message you want to bring out to women listening right now?
Well, my message starts with a conversation I had some weeks ago with a friend. I was telling her about Hugo Sisters, and she was just looking at me saying, yeah, Katrin, I totally understand what you are going for, and I can tell you, I am also so tired of doubting myself, questioning myself all the time, putting myself under pressure that I have to do this, that I have to be like that, or more like this, less like that. I'm really tired of it. And I was just sitting there and saying, yes, exactly, that's it. And that's why we are here. Let's talk about this, because many of us have this feeling inside. And I want to invite you to explore yourself a little bit more, to get to know you a little bit more. And your life can get so much easier. It can feel so much easygoing. And it's nice to have a community for that. I mean, in the end, of course, every one of us is on her own path and her own journey. But hey, we can keep an exchange. We can learn from each other, because we have all our journeys, we have all our experiences. And just a 5-minute conversation, very clear and very focused, sometimes can change so much. And and this is like, this is my message. Feel free to explore. Feel free to explore.
Oh man, thank you so much, Kat, for being so honest, so endearing. I always love talking to you. You're a very genuine, authentic person, so you're doing a good job on your journey, your path.
For this great interview, thank you very much.
And then I hope you guys enjoyed this as well. We're gonna have another interview with me as well, doing vice versa. And then you can also check out our Instagram, Hugo Sisters, and learn more about our entire cause, where it's not just about Kat and I, obviously. So yeah, just feel free to follow us. We're very excited to get to know you, and we hope to talk to you soon.